Minneapolis St. Paul Market. We will open it up to you for a little opener and then some questions.
Okay, sounds good.
Go ahead, stage is yours.
I'm just proud to be a Viking, you know. That was one of my favorite teams, one of my top priorities too, just because they showed so much love. And then also, there's K-State alums up here, Ben Lever, Terrence Newman, Emmanuel Lamar. And, you know, it's always nice to go into a situation where you know people instead of just random people.
Were they in communication with you throughout the draft? I mean, I know you said they had a lot of interest, but you lasted until the 7th. Did they stay in touch with you to let you know that they were still looking for you?
Yeah, they did, you know, from following from the beginning of today, they just let me know they were keeping an eye on me. They didn't know where, but they were keeping an eye on me the whole time.
Hey, Elijah, what was the wait like for you?
You know, the wait was pretty stressful just because I thought I should have went higher than I should have. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just happy I got an opportunity. I would hate to be in some of the shoes of the guys that don't get this chance. And, you know, I just needed a foot in the door to make a name for myself.
What were your expectations coming into this weekend?
Expectations were, you know, I heard from many or multiple people from either third to fifth round. So once third round went past, you know, I was pretty confident. I felt good about the fourth and fifth round. So, you know, I was kind of waiting on that. And then things started to go by slowly. You know, I just started watching it. And I eventually just turned it off. And then probably about an hour or two later, I got a call from the Vikings. And I was happy about it because the situation I was in, I was talking to a lot of teams. They were talking about what was going to happen if I were to go undrafted, how many teams wanted me. But I'm just glad the team did pick me, so I didn't have to go through all that.
What have you been doing? You said you turned the TV off. Did you change the channel, or did you go do something else while you waited to figure out what would happen?
I just laid down and kept up with it on Twitter because social media was faster than the actual TV.
As it usually is.
You think it's a good spot for you? I mean, Chad Greenway obviously retired. They lost Doughty Cole in free agency. They did draft a linebacker earlier today, but they still don't have a lot at that position.
Yeah, I feel like it's a great position just because me and the guy they drafted were two different positions. He's the inside guy. He's a Mike, and I'm a Will. So, you know, just having that ability to add depth to the lineup and then also being able to contribute on special teams.
Now, you led your team in tackles the last 2 years and almost 200. How come you weren't invited to the combine?
It was one of those situations. I let them know too late. By the time I declared, it was the beginning of January. You know, they start the process pretty early. So whenever I received that information, you know, most of the teams I visited or teams I talked to, they said, oh, yeah, you should have been there. You know, that probably would have helped me, but, you know, this is something to add on to my story, and I just feel like this story is going to go a long way.
And you tore it up at your pro days, so I'm guessing that kind of made up for it a little bit?
Yeah, you know, that's what I was focused for. I had that chip on my shoulder. It was all or nothing on pro day, and, you know, I put it all on the line on pro day.
What do you think your strengths are as a player?
You know, just being that type of roaming player, running sideline to sideline. I could be that big hitter whenever the opportunity comes, and also being able to cover down on tight ends and running backs.
Do you feel like your coverage skills give you an advantage over other linebackers in this class?
Yeah, I thought so, yeah. I was pretty confident in my coverage ability. You know, I'm pretty confident in my game. It doesn't matter where I went. I just needed a foot in the door, and, you know, I'm going to take it and run with it.
Now, one of the knocks on you was that you're a little undersized. Do you have the ability to get bigger without sacrificing speed, or have you pretty much maxed out on the size?
Oh, no. I actually gained weight after pro day. You know, going into pro day, I kind of gained it fast, but now I've had this opportunity to build it up over the months, and, you know, it's starting to proportion out well, and, you know, I've still been running the same.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Elijah.
No problem.